Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I was at the airport the other day, and I'm waiting in line for food. And there's two girls, or I'll call them women maybe, they were probably 19 years old, 20 years old, and they're having a conversation with each other. And about every fourth word that came out of their mouth was the word like. Like, we're going to go to the park and like, we're going to get the dog at the park and like, we're going to, and every word was like. And I kept thinking to myself, God, do you know what you sound like? Do you know what's happening here? And, you know, as a guy that spends a lot of time doing presentation coaching for people, it drives me crazy because there's so many useless words that we use. And even for older people who don't use like, most people have a word. It's an or it's an ah, or a you know. So is another big word that's out there. And I catch myself doing these things every once in a while, but it's one of those things that is a habit that can be easily broken. Because if you're talking and you're trying to come from a place of authority, and you're saying or ah in between what you're saying, it's costing you credibility. And that's one of the things I struggle with, because as I'm coaching people, I'm trying to break the habit. They're doing it so frequently, they fill the space with an or an ah. Now, the beauty of space is it gives people absorption time. If you're speaking to someone and you stop speaking for a second, it gives them the opportunity to not only take in what you just said, it also puts you in a place where you're going to listen to what's said next. So the master at this was Winston Churchill, and what he used to do is he'd stand up to a podium and he wouldn't talk for a minute or two, but he would have everyone's attention in the room. And then in the middle of a presentation, he would just stop talking. And again, when you're in front of a group and you stop talking for 2 or 3 seconds, it feels like an eternity. He'd do it for 30 or 40 seconds sometimes. But what happens is you pull everybody in and everybody's hanging on your next word. So again, it helps you first from the standpoint of absorbing what people are saying, because now they have more digestion time, but it also helps people to pay attention to what's coming next. So there's some real benefits to putting silence in your language as opposed to filling it with ums and ahs and useless words that mean nothing. And I would argue even take away from your message. So just become aware of your speaking. And if you're going to do a meeting and you're going to prepare for that meeting in advance, or you're doing some kind of formal presentation, record yourself and listen for filler words. And if you catch yourself saying them and you're during your rehearsal, say the word several times out loud. That's a great way to do it. An old mentor of mine taught me that trick. And there's another Toastmasters trick where if you can find somebody else to listen to you as you're speaking, every time you put a filler word in there, hit a bell or tap a pencil or do something. And what happens is it makes you crazy for a minute or two, but it's a very quick way to break the habit. Once you become self-aware of what you're doing, you'll be in a position to correct it. So we can all get better with language. We can certainly all get better at delivering messages. We can become more concise. But a great first step and an easy habit to break is eliminating filler words from your language. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about the language you're using. We can all get better at what we do and how we communicate. So why not pay attention to some of those filler words that you're using? Things that are completely unnecessary. The likes, the the ahs, the sos. Get rid of them. Just don't use it. And instead, go to silence.